Welcome to Train Time, a podcast from the Train Campaign, working to connect cities and rural areas because we're convinced that passenger rail is the essential framework for efficient, sustainable transportation in the 21st century. Train Time is hosted by Karen Christensen, founder and president of the Train Campaign.
Party boys, is that the chimney choo-choo?
Hello, I'm Karen Christensen, founder of the Train Campaign. Today, I'm talking to Governor Michael Dukakis. Governor Dukakis has been vocal about the benefits of good public transportation throughout his political career, in which he was the longest-serving governor in Massachusetts history and then a Democratic presidential candidate. As governor, he inherited a record deficit and record high unemployment. He is credited with digging Massachusetts out of one of its worst financial and economic crises. Mr. Dukakis has served as vice chair of the Amtrak Board of Directors and today is a professor of political science at Northeastern and UCLA. He's known for his recent efforts to promote the much-needed North-South rail link in Boston. We began our conversation by talking about his childhood interest in trains.
I wanted a train set when I was a kid. And in those days, Lionel was the brand. And my father wouldn't get it for me for Christmas. I was probably 9 or 10, and he made the right decision because 2 years later I would have been interested in something else. And anyway, that's when it all began. But, I grew up in Brookline, which had has always had a public transportation system for a long time. And it was just so obvious to me that the Commonwealth was in desperate need of a first-class public transportation system. And beyond that, the country needs a great rail system, and just got into it, and have been in it ever since. I think we made a lot of progress when I was governor, but we're not making any progress these days.
Yes, you've been in recent years. You've been very much known in Commonwealth as an advocate.
Oh yeah, very much so. And I'm not the only one. I mean, there are a good group of people that are strongly for this, and. And we've been working hard at it, but we can't move Baker. And his transportation secretary is a nice person, but she's not a builder. And so here we sit with great opportunities, and we're just not moving. And this is the time to do it.
So we have a new president coming in soon, a new administration.
Yep. He loves trains.
I have to say, this has certainly made me smile. Many aspects of it have made me smile. How does that create opportunity? And for those of us who are advocates for rail in the state and in the nation, what can we best do now? I do want to talk specifically about North-South rail link, but perhaps some general thoughts from you on what this new administration can do for the country, for our futures.
Well, Biden is a great advocate of this, probably as strong as anyone in the Congress, and he has been for a long time. So I'm fairly optimistic. I was blessed as governor with a Secretary of Transportation in the form of Fred Salvucci, who was just, there's nobody better.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you ever have you ever met Salvucci?
I haven't. No.
Well, Fred's the son of an Italian immigrant bricklayer who came over here, eventually created his own brick subcommittee, a subcontractor. But Fred's one of these guys who went off to MIT, got 2 degrees, and has got political smarts coming out of his ears. I mean, he's a rare combination of extraordinary intelligence and political skill. And we worked together on this for a long time. And he was my transportation secretary for every minute of the 12 years that I was governor. And also had a great talent for picking people. And picked great people. He had a terrific team, including, by the way, a director of construction and engineering who was extraordinary, Irish kid from Dorchester who was a co-op student at Northeastern. for the T and went to work for the T right out of Northeastern. And he was extraordinary. So I was blessed with really great people, and we went to work.
What did you do? What are the accomplishments you're most proud of?
Well, we kind of transformed the place. I mean, we got going on a whole series of things, including, you know, major infrastructure stuff, statewide, with a very heavy emphasis on rail and transit. And by the time I left the governor's office 12 years later, we had as good a transit system as we had in the country, anywhere. I wish I could tell you that we've continued that progress, but we haven't. And, you know, we're certainly a lot better off than we were, but North-South is just one of a series of things. I mean, South Coast Rail, southeastern Massachusetts desperately needs a rail connection to Boston. And of the world, for that matter, and it's one of the more depressed parts of the state, which means that we could do great things for the southeastern part of the state. We're now talking about spending over $1 billion on new bridges over Cape Cod Canal. $60 million would get you much improved rail transportation to the Cape all the way down to Hyannis. So why are we talking about spending $1 billion? On a highway project, which, believe me, won't solve anything.
These costs have been a big issue with the cost estimates, haven't they, with North-South Rail? And obviously, where should the money go? How do we get out?
I mean, for one thing, they rely very heavily on consultants. I've got nothing against consultants. Some of my best friends are consultants. But there's no cost consciousness there. None whatsoever. So a project which probably should be in the $2 to $3 billion range goes out to study to consultants. Then they come back and tell us, are you ready for this? That it's going to cost between $12 and $20 billion.
I remember seeing that number.
Which is ludicrous. When I was governor, we extended the Red Line from Harvard Square to Alewife, much of it underground. It cost $1.7 billion. In current dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So what is this $12 to $20 billion? I mean, it's hopeless. And you're not going to get anywhere with those kinds of cost estimates. And it just isn't a strong capacity or will inside MassDOT to get cracking on this stuff with excellent people. So here we sit with this ridiculous 1 mile gap in our rail system between Washington and Portland, Maine, now Brunswick.
Governor, could you explain what the North-South Rail gap is to those who don't know Massachusetts or Boston?
It's 1.1 miles in the middle of Boston, which is not connected by rail to the rest of the world. You can believe it.
Yeah.
And it's been that way for a long time. You know, started way back when you had private railroads and the Boston and Maine brought you down to North Station and New York, New Haven and Hartford brought you up to South Station, and there was this gap. And I think there was a special commission in 1914 recommending that the gap be closed.
Mm-hmm.
It never has been. So we got cracking on it, Salvucci and his people were terrific, and we came up with what seemed to be reasonable estimates and affordable estimates in what was $1.5 to $2 billion. We couldn't get Baker to move on this thing. Finally, he and Stephanie Pollack decided to go out and get consultants. They came back, if you can believe this, with estimates of between $12 and $20 billion for this thing. It's crazy.
So how might federal funding and federal expertise?
We've had a president who I think is seriously mentally ill, and I'm not kidding you. And Trump, is all talk and can't do anything. I mean, I talked about infrastructure, nothing was done.
Right.
Nothing was done during his 4 years, as you know. So my hope hope is that we'll get back on track, if you'll pardon the pun, and get going on this. But at this point, I think we're going to have to rely very heavily on our congressional delegation,
mm-hmm.
statewide, to put the kind of energy and support we need, not just for North-South, but for South Coast Rail, for the extension of rail to Western Massachusetts, and for, you know, the other pieces of what is already a pretty good system. It just needs some work. Now, you know, I'd be interested in your own thoughts on how we deal with the Berkshires, because my sense is that while Springfield to Boston makes a lot of sense,
mm-hmm.
My sense is that the Berkshires would be helped most by rail to New York. And I know lots of work has been done on this and
yes,
so forth, but it seems to me that's a much more logical connection. Not that I want to cut
Governor Patrick, of course, was very instrumental in moving us in that direction. A lot of money's been invested already in the Housatonic Line. The Pittsfield connection, if Pittsfield were a connection to both Boston and New York, which is what we want, that would be
so much the better.
And there's a lot of talk about Albany, but interstate cooperation is a challenge. Everyone says, why would you just go to Pittsfield? Of course you'd go to Albany. It's vast. Yeah. It's a capital.
Sure.
It's much bigger.
Sure. Now, all of these things are possible, but you got to have somebody in the governor's office who believes in it, is committed to it, and is staffed by good people who know what they're doing and get things done. Unfortunately, we don't have that. And,
mm-hmm.
and it's too bad because, you know, Baker is a decent guy, I think, on the whole, and wants to do good things, but we just can't get him engaged in his rail thing.
Where our congressional delegation, they've been...
Are there. And strong and in position now to do some great things. So that's why my sense is that if we're going to get things done, especially with Joe Biden in the White House, it's going to be the congressional delegation that's going to be pushing hard.
Yeah.
And they're good. They're good. I mean, I know them all. I like them. And they're well positioned to do this. And our believers.
And that connection, that North-South connection, it really is... It's a hub. It's a sort of empty hole in the middle of lines that come from. Can you explain?
Because one empty hole.
Yeah,
that's what we got here. It's just disgraceful, you know.
Because it means that someone could go from Washington to where? You know, visual. What kind of
to Brunswick, Maine?
Yeah, with seamlessly.
There's more here. The Canadians, especially Eastern Canada, are very interested in being part of an effort to extend rail to Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
And they, in fact, have had people working on this and so on. Zero interest from New England on this. Can you believe this?
No. It's terrible.
Now, when I was governor, I was one of six New England governors. And we worked very closely together. I was kind of the lead guy on transportation, but all of them were interested. And we worked on a number of projects that were important. But that's kind of faded. And there is no lead transportation governor for the New England
mm-hmm.
governors,
mm-hmm.
even though our friends in Canada are very concerned about this. In fact, they appointed a guy who was a former, I can't remember what his position was in the national Canadian government,
mm-hmm.
but he was designated as the guy to lead this for Canada. The response from New England, zero.
We really need to make a change here, because I think, you know, from the point of view of citizens, this kind of connectivity is hugely important.
Yeah, no question about it. And think if you had good, relatively high-speed rail connecting Boston to Montreal. I mean,
Yeah.
You know, what a plus that would be, but zero effort coming out of the governor's office on this. Just no interest at all. So my sense is that if we're going to get moving on this stuff with Biden in the White House,
mm-hmm.
very committed to rail, it's going to be with the New England governor, with the Massachusetts congressional delegation, and our senators pushing hard. Ed Markey is strongly for this. He's a very good guy. I've known him for years. Wants to move on this. Elizabeth, I think, would be fine. And then you've got, as you know, key congressional folks. Richie Neal for one.
Yes.
Jim McGovern for another. Seth Moulton, who's a big rail guy,
yes.
for another.
Yes, indeed. I'm talking to all of them.
So we've got great people.
So what would you advise either advocates or just regular citizens who say, I want to be able to get to Boston, I want to be able to get to New York, I want to get to Montreal or Albany by train?
That's important, but it's going to take some strong political leadership, and I think, given what we're facing in the governor's office, I think that means a congressional delegation that's strong, that's well-positioned, and that goes to work on this. I mean, I've already been in touch with Seth on this. Jim McGovern's an old friend. Richie Neal obviously is in a position to do great things for the state as well as Western Massachusetts. So my hope and expectation is that we can pull that congressional
mm-hmm.
senatorial delegation together and go to work and kind of force Charlie to get serious about this. I mean, it's just so ludicrous, you know. Imagine a 1 mile hole in the middle of the Northeast Corridor.
Yeah, yeah. Well, your work on this is and your voice on this is very much appreciated.
Well, you're nice to say that, but you know, we need some action here.
Yeah, true.
And not another consultant. God help us. I don't know whether I'm sure you've taken a look at the latest consultant work on the extension of rail to Western Massachusetts.
Indeed.
Right?
Yes. What are your thoughts on that?
$3 billion. Are they serious? $3 billion. I mean, what would it cost to modernize rail, just for starters, from Worcester to Springfield?
Because there's a train that runs on that line every day.
Of course, I've been on it. but what are we talking? $50 million, maybe?
Yeah.
To modernize that,
mm-hmm.
to Springfield.
Yeah.
Now, over the mountains will be a little more difficult. But please don't tell me it's going to cost $3 billion. I mean, who are these consultants that they're hiring? What are they doing and saying? I mean, this is ridiculous. And in the meantime, you know, the Berkshires ought to be working on what is not a very expensive update and upgrade in rail from the Berkshires to New York.
That's
also
right.
Very important.
Yeah, yeah.
As you know, I'm sure.
Yep, yep.
And all of this is possible with a national administration that wants to get moving, but you've got to have a state administration and state leadership that wants to get going on this.
I think you've really summed it up. All of this is possible. I think when you talk about people being builders, I think we clearly need builders.
Builders and doers.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, and by the way, as you know better than anybody, we're not talking about difficult projects. The rail is there.
Exactly.
All you got to do is upgrade it.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not talking about elaborate environmental studies and this kind of stuff. We're talking about taking existing rail and modernizing it.
That's why it's been great to see the work being done on the Housatonic Line by the Department of Transportation, because Governor Patrick made that commitment. It's being done right now, and they're upgrading it to a standard that can take a passenger train. Right now, it's being it's not that complicated.
It's not complicated at all.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And this is the time to do it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
People who work, get back on track, come out of this pandemic with a burst of energy and get going on this stuff.
Yeah.
And when you think about it, I mean, the fact of the matter is that we're not talking about a huge project here. We're talking about bits and pieces of what should and must be a first-class regional rail system, which, by the way, would include our New England neighbors.
Yeah.
Many of whom are very interested in proceeding with this.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll hope.
The rail is there. I mean, you're not talking about massive expenditures we shouldn't be. We're not talking about going into communities and places that are destructive in any way. I mean, it's just taking the existing rail line, which has been around since the 19th century, and modernizing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we are grateful to you for your continued commitment to this.
I'm here to do whatever I can, but let's see if we can't, with the new administration, get cracking on some of this stuff with a congressional delegation which wants to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's our aim, and we appreciate everything you're doing, and we'll stay in touch. Let's make it happen.
I appreciate everything you're doing. Right. Stay in touch.
Okay.
Let's see if we can get a head of steam up here and get going on this.
Let's do it.
But we're not going to solve our transportation problems in this state or region without a first-class regional rail system.
Train Time Podcast is brought to you by the Train Campaign, sharing a vision for passenger rail as the essential framework for efficient, sustainable transportation in the 21st century. Learn more at traincampaign.org.